there is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. Lithuanian Holocaust survivors can look forward to £32 million in compensation proposed by Lithuanian Prime Minister Ingrida Simonyte. It is estimated that 90% of the 220,000 Jews living in Lithuania during World War II were killed by Nazis and collaborators, and about 5,000 Jews are currently living in the country. The Prime Minister has also proposed that some of these funds be allocated to the Lithuanian Goodwill Foundation, which was established in 2011 by the Foundation for Lithuanian Jewish Heritage. The World Jewish Restitution Organization has welcomed the announcement, saying that the funds would significantly strengthen and support Jewish communal life in Lithuania, whilst also attending to the needs of the elderly, many of whom are survivors. It also pointed out that Lithuania has now set the example, unlike other countries who are yet to action plans to follow suit. The campaign against anti-Semitism organization in the United Kingdom is demanding the resignation of the Director of Public Prosecutions and an explanation as to why charges have been dropped against two men inciting hatred, violence and anti-Semitic acts during an anti-Semitic convoy staged through London last year. The CAA reports that remarks such as, quote, F the Jews, F all of them, F their mothers and F their daughters, and show your support for Palestine, unquote, were called out using megaphones during the parade. They also called on all to rape their daughters. Jewish organizations are now insisting on an explanation regarding this decision. And besides demanding the Director of Public Prosecution's resignation, a spokesperson for the CAA also said that they are now looking into instituting a private prosecution and will also consider actioning a judicial review against the Crown Prosecution Service. The spokesperson added that this development shames the country's justice system, which leaves the Jewish community with no option but to fend for themselves. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs, which is the advocacy agent of Jewish federations across Canada, recently became aware of an interview conducted last year with Canadian lawmaker Joel Hardin, in which he made remarks considered anti-Semitic and anti-Israel. He has since apologized, conceding that he had conveyed an anti-Semitic feeling towards Jewish neighbors. However, Jewish groups in Canada are now expressing concern that an elected official representing Jewish Ontarians would have done such a thing at a time when Canada was and still is witnessing a rise in anti-Semitic acts. B'nai B'rith Canada has called for Hardin's removal from Ontario's NDP caucus and intends contacting the House leaders of all parties in the Ontario legislature, urging them to act on his statements. A new mental health center offering mental health counseling for English-speaking residents in Israel has been launched by the Yeshiva University. The center's prime focus is on dealing with English-speaking immigrants, such as gap year students who come to Israel for studies after high school, new immigrants having to adapt to Israeli life, and those suffering from the psychological and fatigue impact of the pandemic. Research has shown that until now, locating appropriate English-speaking practitioners can be difficult, and locating and understanding Israel's health system presents a challenge for young new residents. The center operates in partnership with Yeshiva University's Wurzweiler School of Social Work and Amudem Israel, which is a social services organization serving individuals and families affected by trauma, addiction, and other complex mental health-related issues. And Israel continues to prove and share its innovation in health tech, and the country's largest hospital, the Sheba Medical Center, has now signed a strategic cooperation agreement with scientists in the United Arab Emirates to develop new health technology. Recognizing the significance of the Abraham Accord signed 2 years ago, of which the United Arab Emirates and Israel are two of its signatories, Dr. Yoel Haviven, the director of Sheba's international department, said that the agreement is a major step in advancing medicine research, adding that Israel has much more to offer in terms of entrepreneurship and innovation, whilst the United Arab Emirates contributes its leadership in artificial intelligence and tech production. Since the signing of the Abraham Accords, the Sheba Medical Center has since actioned several initiatives to build relations and collaboration with other Gulf countries in medical care and research. For Sky FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Sky FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on SkyFM.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.